Greetings, precious students. I am Sanat Kumara, Melchizedek Venus. Please, first student, ask your question.
Hello, this is Jonathan. My question is, in what way can this going to church help someone?
All right, son, thank you for that. I'm going to ask you one more time to speak up louder, please, son.
In what way does going to church help someone?
Thank you, son, for your precious question. God bless you. This is Jonathan asking this question. He is asking, in what way does going to church help someone? That is a very precious question indeed. I shall answer this in a way that is going to expand the listener's ability to process information. So, as I look at religion upon the planet Earth, these particular belief systems have been created as humans have attempted to understand God. That is a big word in itself, G-O-D. And humans have created different paths based upon their belief system in order to, shall we say, work with divinity. So you have churches, you have religions, you have sects, you have, that would be S-E-C-T-S, you have different belief systems on your planet Earth. And I want the listener to understand that I am not here to share that there is anything amiss in any of these religions. It is what I call a journey. You decide to experience God in one way or another, or you decide not to experience God. So, God is what I call Holy Creator, Divine Source, Unlimited Possibilities, He, She, It. And you can experience Divine Source in many ways. And let me be clear here as I share this. I do not see that there is a right way or a wrong way to experience God. I will always move the student into their heart. For in heart, you are experiencing a vibration that is evolutionary. In heart, you are experiencing a vibration of sincerity. And in heart, you are experiencing Divine Source in a manner that helps your brain to let go. As your brain looks at heart, your brain might be able to have a tendency to sit down. Not necessarily have 52 questions, rather to experience a divine vibration that will assist him to rethink his position. At this point, let me just finalize this beloved question. Why would one want to go to church? I will ask another question with that question that has been asked of Sanat Kumara. Why would anyone want to search that which created them? Why indeed would you want to search? You have all been created, and you did not begin your journey on earth. How you choose to embrace and experience that which created you is your choice. I will say that religion is an experience upon this planet. I will also share that Holy Creator is by far more expansive and evolutionary than religions upon planet Earth have given credit to Divine Source. God bless you for your question, son. Second question, please.
Sanat Kumara, this is Kieran. If this world is an illusion, and I cannot trust my five senses on which I have based all of my conclusions in the past, how do I know what is real? How can I trust anything?
God bless you, sweet one. God bless you for that question. So she asks Sanat Kumara about an illusion because she has heard me discuss that planet Earth is a temporary assignment. I have shared numerous times that everything that you are walking through is temporary. And of course, the conclusion there is it's an illusion. And then, of course, your brain will ask, well, what is real? Let me just clarify that. What is real? Let us just say it this way. You agreed to come to a planet called Earth. You agreed to experience what I call 3D. And in that experience of 3D, Mr. Brain, God bless him, has made a conscious decision that if he can't prove it with his five senses, it's not real. What would I say to Mr. Brain at this point? Well, I would say many things. And yet, first, let me just share. Mr. Brain is correct. To him, this assignment on Earth is real. Do we argue with Mr. Brain? That would be futile. It would be unnecessary. And it would be a waste of your energy. So let us just look at Mr. Brain. Let us honor him. Let us share with him. Yes, it's real. If someone sticks you with a knife, you bleed. If someone hits you, you cry. If someone robs you, you are sad. Yes, to Mr. Brain, this illusion on earth is real. What I will do with Mr. Brain is, when he is ready, I will look at him and I will say, can you open up? Can you conceive that there can be more than what you think is real? I will introduce him to unlimited possibilities. I will share with Mr. Brain that what he does not see is more real and powerful than what he sees. I will wait for Mr. Brain to look at Sanat Kumara and say, teach me. Teach me unlimited possibilities. I'm ready. I'm open. I can conceive that there might be more than what I see with my human eyes. It takes a while to get Mr. Brain to that place. God bless you, and God bless all brains, for we honor Mr. Brain. Next question, please.
Ivy, and my question is, growing up, I felt pressure to share my religion with others in effort to save people. Can we save people?
God bless you, sweet one. Thank you for your question. Can we save people? This thought process is so woven in the human psyche. It is a large, large leap of consciousness that I work within the individual. For it is innately within you, based upon all of your previous experiences in 3D, that you felt responsible for others. You watched their woes, you saw their sadness, and it struck you in a way that made you feel less than. And at that point, you had already made a conscious decision to become separate from heart. You stayed in your brain, you stayed in your ego, and you made a conscious decision, I'm gonna go make it right for them. I'm going to go fix it for them. I'll go change it for them so they don't have to suffer. Your thrust was honorable. Your thrust was respectful. Your thrust was kind. Your thrust was caring. And yet, in all of that, you succeeded in enabling that individual to stay in a birth and death cycle. I have shared with my students, do not be too quick to rush in. Stop. Go in your heart and ask quietly. If I go help, Am I enabling that individual? This is a very tough question to ask, specifically when it is one that you love. You do not want to see them suffer. Automatic response of Mr. Brain is, go save them. Go help them. Go make things right for them. I share, hold. Stop. Ask within your inner awareness. I've indicated to all of my students to always create someone's highest good. Students, I will ask this question of you. When you observe a loved one hurting, do you truly feel within yourself that you know what is for their highest good? Could you possibly know that? What is for their highest good? I look within the hearts of all of my students now, and I see your heads bowed because you already know that answer. You could not possibly know their destiny. What is for their highest good at any given moment in their journey? You are still trying to figure out what is for your highest good. And so for my beloved students, I indicate, put them in Sanatkumara Venus's pyramid. Hold the vigil for their highest good. Holy Creator automatically steps in you first, because it's your perception of limitation that sees that person in that predicament. It is your perception that requires recalibration, healing, mastering, and stabilizing. Whenever you look out and you see things amiss, go back within and ask Holy Creator, let me see this the way you want me to see it, Holy Creator. Do not let me see this through human distortion. Let me see this through divine eyesight. And then, my beloved student, you will experience Holy Creator's energy. All of this brings you back into your heart again and again and again. God bless you, students. I thank you for being here today at our beloved podcast. I love you. I am Sanatkumara Melchizedek Venus.